lower astral entities, if you have to forget about Hollywood for a moment, because they focus on the demonic entities and the possession things, what these lower astrals are simply this. There are different kinds of lower astral entities. When somebody crosses into spirit, if they die, if you will, cross into spirit, and you die in fear, and you've had a very difficult life, especially if you're dying of a chronic painful disorder or whatever. Most people die in fear because they're afraid of death. Society trains you to be afraid of death. That's why Los Angeles is the plastic surgery capital of the world. I do feel plastic surgery is a way of people trying to deny death by looking younger, you know. What happens is that you go to the lower astral plane. This is the only dimension other than the earth plane at times that's negative. You have these entities that look like, you know, pixies and trolls, everything in the world you've ever seen in a bad TV movie or a feature film. And these entities, the dimension is noisy, and they hate us because they're jealous of us. It's just sort of like a third world country that hates the United States because of our affluence and power and whatever, our lifestyle. They simply are in a place where it's like a bully in a schoolyard. Everybody picks on everybody else. There's no real fun there. You're constantly under stress and strain. It's a 24/7 community, so you can't rest and sleep. You can't get away from anything. And therefore, the only outlet they have and the only kicks they get is to attack us. And that's what's called the Black Brotherhood, is used in the old literature, and it means the dark forces, if you will.
I keep using Hollywood as an example, and I know that curls you, but remember Ghost?
Yeah.
Remember whenever one of those humans was evil and
right.
he got killed?
He got black. The black.
They came and pulled him in. Is that what we're talking about?
Actually, the only problem with that, of course, with all due respect to Whoopi Goldberg and everybody else in the movie, no relation, is that that was supposed to be going to hell. When the evil people, if you will, who turned into black silhouettes, they would go down like they were going to what people would say hell, and that really is the part of that Hollywood takes a little bit of artistic license. There really is no hell. There's a lower astral plane, which people would interpret as that, but it's not eternal. That's why it's not hell in my definition.
Now, what do you mean there's no hell? There's no devil?
Well, interesting enough, I discuss this in my Time Travel Smart Future book to give the actual academic references, but the first reference to the devil and hell was the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Before that, before 3000 BC, nobody ever spoke about the devil or hell. So it was literally, with all due respect out there, this is academic, it was actually made up by the Egyptian mystery school priests to do what they want to do, which is to control people. It's done a very good job.
It worked, didn't it?
Oh, it worked better than Cialis. I mean, you know, it's done its job. But my point is that, but people have their belief system and they can believe or not believe. I'm not trying to tell people what to believe. But my point is that in the idea of these lower astrals, if you give in to them with fear, if you are yourself vulnerable to the attack, then you will have a lot of problems. I mean, you will simply be attacked. For example, as I mentioned before, these evil spirits, if you will, or lower astrals are attracted to people who are greedy, who focus in on getting things at any cost, who want, you know, sex, money, success at any expense whatsoever. People who are cynical, pessimistic, hateful, those are people who are going to attract lower astrals. If you focus in on positivity, on love, peace, respect, treat others as you'd want, you know, the golden rule, treat others as you want them to treat you, this kind of thing. If you do things like that, and you're more positive in life and more spiritual, if you will, then you are going to be really immune to any attack because they won't touch you.
There's another part of the golden rule, too, though, is he who has the gold rules.
Now we're talking about Machiavellian stuff, too, and now we're going to, that's the problem there, George. If you do that, you know, this is not might versus right, you know. I mean, the meek shall inherit the earth was one expression that's the opposite of level two. No, the idea here is that it's not a question of, look, I got a bigger this, and therefore I'm more powerful than you, and therefore I will then protect myself, because money doesn't buy happiness, okay?
Okay, but let you have two human beings on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
One has been righteous, caring, loving, takes care of people. The other is scum, you know, a criminal, you know, does anything heinous that you can believe he does.
Okay.
Those two people die. They're not going to end up in the same spot, are they?
Well, actually, both of them will, for a short time, at least one of the good guys, so to speak, the Jimmy Stewart here, how's that, is going to end up in the lower astral plane, because everybody that I know of, basically, when they cross into spirit, they die in fear. That's why I wrote the Ascension book, which talks about how you can eliminate the fear at the moment of death and therefore facilitate the ascension.
What do you mean they die in fear? You mean there's an incredible panic right before you die?
Oh, yeah. Big time. I mean, people, when the moment of death is approaching, I don't care who you are.
You may be right.
You know what I mean by that? Okay. Yeah. It's how you sort of like, you know, it separates the men from the boys, as they say, okay? So therefore, but let's say the person had a good life, but they're still fearful at the moment of death because of religion or brainwashing or the illness, they're having the pain, whatever, okay? They're welcome to all the issues here. All right, so they're going to go to the lower astral plane for a short time. Their higher self, the white light that you hear about all the time from near-death experiences as well as any out-of-body experience, will then, if they enter the white light, they zip up from the lower astral to the upper astral, and they go through a rather complicated cycle to wind up on what's called the soul plane, which is will choose their next life. Now, the guy who is really bad, or shall we say, really just, well, you're talking about a nasty person, that person is going to spend maybe 1,000 years on the lower astral plane. I mean, you know, Hitler has a condo there, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And others.
And hopefully he's cleaning it himself.
Yes, I don't think he's having any Wiener Schnitzel on a Sunday picnic up there either, or down there, I should say, wherever you want to call it. The point here is that you want to spend the least amount of time possible. And let me show you why a good person can actually spend a lot of time in the lower astral. On the lower astral plane, and I talk about this in Astral Voyages, where I talk, you can have all the sex you want. It's an energy transfer. You're up 24/7. You can go to a Las Vegas type place and gamble. You can have really what some people would consider to be titillation and obsessive compulsive behavior, a lot of fun to a degree. But it really isn't fun because you're going to have
now,
a lot.
How do you know this, Bruce?
Oh, I've done. Are you kidding me?
Have you been there?
I have, of course. Yes, I have been to the lower astral.
You're hedging on this one, Bruce.
Oh, well, no, I'm just telling you, I have been to the lower astral. Fortunately, I've been to the upper astral and the other dimensions a lot more often than the lower astral, but everybody winds up in a lower astral when you do out-of-body experiences. I've done about 4,000 trips out of the body, so once in a while, you're going to get a clinker, you know? And of course, in the beginning of the
You've been to the lower echelon 4,000 times?
No. I've done out-of-body experiences in total 4,000.
All right. For a moment, I was going to think we had a problem with you, Bruce.
I've been to the lower astral maybe, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 or 50 times out of all that. But in the beginning, especially when I didn't have all the mastery of the techniques that I've had over the last 32 years. But the point here is that when you go out of the body, of course, so you're going to have people who are going to be on the lower astral. The question is duration. And if you get involved in the titillation and you say, well, you know, this is, you know, whatever. I mean, I can get what I want, you know, and you can feed into the titillation, then people can stay there for literally hundreds and hundreds of years. It's not a smart decision.
Why?
Because
if they're having a grand time.
But how would you like to be in South Central Los Angeles for the rest of your life? Okay, you're going to be attacked. You can't grow spiritually. There's no growth. All you're going to do is be stabilized.
Well, yeah, but if they're there on their own,
mm-hmm.
and they're enjoying this place of, you know, debauchery,
yeah,
they might not know any better that there's a grander scale here for them, so they just stay.
Well, they actually do know better because there is the higher self. The higher self doesn't work with you on the lower astral, but there is that white light and communication. When they're going to before they get to the lower astral, they're given a little bit of a briefing, so to speak. So they do know the rules. They do know the universal laws. We're talking about universal laws here, which is a long conversation itself, but I do document it in the Spirit Guidebook. It's not complete ignorance. It's a question of strictly titillation. It's sort of like somebody says, I want to lose weight, but meanwhile, let me have some banana cream pie.
Sure. Cheesecake, whatever.
Okay, so it's always free will. You always have the free will.